an old gold chain. I could buy a lot of rosebud ice cream, soft serve ice cream. I got some here. I tasted it. It's good. We'll meet the man behind it in a moment. Dan Ficini, the man in charge over at Innovation DuPage. How you doing, buddy?
Good, John. How are you?
Happy July.
Happy summer.
Happy summer. Yeah. Feeling good. Ice cream. Perfectly timed today.
There you go.
hotter than expected day. You just shared some good news with me off the air. Share it with the listeners.
Yeah, over the past fiscal year. So we just ended that at the end of June. We have attracted more than 100 companies to Innovation DuPage, which is really exciting. So 50% of those companies are coming through our regular channels, Innovation DuPage, you know, helping regular businesses. And then another 50 in clean energy. So that's pretty exciting.
100 in that fiscal year?
Yes.
That's a ton.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
How many overall businesses are a part of Innovation DuPage?
We're more than 200 members right now and growing. I don't want to give the official number, I would say we're pushing 250 members right now.
So 100 new ones in a year is huge. For those that maybe are new to the program, new to GN, what is Innovation DuPage? What do you guys do?
We are a business incubator and accelerator, and so we're here to help entrepreneurs and small businesses grow.
And how do you do that? How does it work?
Well, we'll help companies build their business plan. We give them office space. We'll give them advisement. We'll put them through cohort-based programs in order to help them scale their businesses. We'll connect them with mentors and other resources they might need that might be taking them upstairs to the Business Development Center and connecting them with resources there where they can get more specific advisement as well. So there's a variety of ways, and we just try to meet everybody where they're at and see how we can help.
You're industry agnostic, and I think that this program is the biggest bullhorn for that. Over the 4 or 5 years we've been doing this, Dan, you've introduced us to so many different kinds of companies, restaurants, cleaning companies, green tech, people trying to get oil out of the ground and out of the water, people trying to refine our air conditioning HVAC units to make them more efficient.
Yep.
I mean, so many of them, and today we get ice cream. Why'd you wait 4 years for this, buddy? Come on.
Summer.
Exactly. Well
Happy
put.
Happy summer.
Yeah, very good. Sam Rose joins us as well. He's the founder of Rosebud Ice Cream. Sam, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
I'm thrilled to have you. Your story of how Rosebud happened, you told me a couple weeks ago. It started right around COVID, right?
Technically, a few years prior to that, I started working on recipes in 2016 when I was finishing up senior year at DePaul University. And it just took me a little while to get things going, but my last official day at my last real job was March 16th, 2020. So perfect timing to go all in on a startup and lose my health insurance.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was a harrowing experience. You've come out the other end stronger. You mentioned you started with recipes in college, but your love of ice cream goes back to when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, whole life of ice cream love. And then by the time I was a senior in college, I looked around and realized no one was really making anything worth remembering, so that's what I set out to do.
So you set out to make a quality product, a good ice cream. But the hook for me, and maybe for a lot of people, is the way it comes to you. Explain how you've done this and what it is.
So when I started Rosebud, we were doing ice cream in a pint, which is how most ice creams are sold. But it actually came about from talking to my sister in 2023, gave me the idea to put ice cream in baby food pouches for my nephew. And something clicked. Realized that you could sell an ice cream pouch in a lot more places than you could push an ice cream pint. And so we launched these last year, and it's just been pretty nonstop since.
First of all, the idea is brilliant because ice cream can be messy. It can be you want it on the go, but you can't have it on the go. This solves that answer, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I made this with moms in mind, something that can make the day a little bit easier. The slogan for Rosebud since launch has always been, make a bad day good and a good day great, and we've always sought to do that, and I think these make it a lot easier to do that.
So not only is it a smart idea from the pouch perspective, and that's great, and not other people are really doing this, but it also puts you at a different eyesight for people. Like if you're just one of all the pints, it's maybe harder to pop. You now have a device that, or you have a pouch that looks different. It, I don't know if it goes in a different part of the store or it just can catch people's eye as, oh, this is unique. Not only is the ice cream good, I'll try it, but it's a different mechanism, and I think that just maybe gives you that little advantage.
Yeah, it's been really great for us. I mean, I was selling pints for years, and since launching between 2020 and 2023, we got into about 200 locations, and then since launching the pouches and going on all in on that last year, we're now in over 800 places beyond grocery stores, selling into like movie theaters, food service venues, but we also just launched all of the Meijer Express gas stations last week in Michigan.
Oh, boy. That's huge news for you.
Absolutely.
Does it ever, do you ever pinch yourself and go, man, from losing my health insurance basically the day COVID came to town to now this pivot to doing the pouches and being in 800 locations, including some very recognizable names? Do you ever take a moment to be proud of yourself, or is it just you're too busy to do that?
A little too busy. I'm focused on getting 8,000 next.
800 to 8,000. I like that. We'll continue to ask more questions. I've got a bunch more of both Dan and Sam, but we got to take a little break here. Okay, continuing our conversation here with Sam Rose of Rosebud Ice Cream and Dan Ficini of Innovation DuPage. Okay, so in 2023, you put this great ice cream, this quality ice cream, into pouches. Let's talk about the quality ice cream, since you've always been obsessed with ice cream since you were a kid and really good ice cream. What's inside of it? What would describe it for us?
So technically, this would be like a premium soft serve. It's actually closer to being gelato than traditional soft serve, and I'll try to spare you all the boring, nerdy ice cream details, but it's just higher quality stuff, a lot higher quality than what you'll find even at most shops.
And is it just because the ingredients are higher quality? You're not like skimping on those like maybe some other places do, or you've like got the perfect concoction together? Explain.
A little bit of all of that. Yeah, we definitely could have gone the easier and cheaper route, and I'd probably be a lot richer, but I think it's really important to make sure that the product is high quality first.
What have you been hearing from people? You mentioned moms. I'll throw dads in there, too. I'd love one of these for my kid instead of pints. Have you been hearing, oh, my, like Mary just told me on air. She said, what a great idea. But you hear that from a lot of people.
Yeah, it clicks. I mean, having pushed pints for years, it was really a tough sell when I'd go sample at grocery stores and try and convince people why they should try this new ice cream they've never heard of versus people see this and they get it. And it's a lot easier for them to understand why it's a great thing.
You went to DePaul. Is that where you said you went?
I did.
Did you go for business?
I did, yes. I technically studied entrepreneurship there.
Technically studied?
Yeah. It was a concentration, not a minor, but yes.
I guess what I'm asking is like, did you have this entrepreneurial spirit in you so that when you left your job full-time the day before COVID came, you knew what to do next? Or have you been figuring it out as you go like I do, like the rest of us do?
Figuring it out along the way. I didn't know what CPG, which is consumer packaged goods, stood for until I was already about a year in the industry. But after graduating college, my first job out of school was actually in an ice cream shop, so I could learn how to be a little more professional, and spent almost 4 years working on a business plan before I actually did quit that day job and lose that health insurance to go all in on this.
I just wouldn't even know. Let's say you perfect the ice cream and now you've got this pouch thing. I wouldn't even know how to get it in a store, Dan. I would have no idea. Are you cold calling Meijer, like, or going to their website? Like, you don't have to give me all the secrets, but, or is it like a snowball? One leads to the other, which leads to the other.
At first, I didn't know what I was doing, and I kind of was just walking into places with like a briefcase of ice cream and still roughly the same process. I just know how to work the system better now.
Is it hard to convince people? Because I bet they're set in their ways. Or do you find partners are willing to try new things, to go out on a limb for maybe a smaller business like yours versus a more established brand?
It depends. You have to be ready to play ball. There's a lot that goes into getting on shelf. And in some ways, that's kind of the easy part. Once you're on there, you need to really perform. Otherwise, you're wasting real estate for them. So it helps to have a plan, show how you're going to promote, and just be ready to play.
Are there consistent like metrics you're getting from these stores, how they're performing, and then a game plan moving forward? Or is it you're just trying to stay ahead of this thing and make sure they don't call you one day and say, never mind, we're going to lose you here?
Pretty much, yeah. You have to know what you're getting into before you try to go in there. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. So helps to plan ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Any like specific ingredients that you really like in here that you want to highlight? There are a bunch of ingredients that I know the names for, first of all.
Yep.
I don't see any long worded. I see milk, cream, cane sugar, and that's a couple more, like a vanilla, cocoa. These are ingredients I know the names for.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, I spent years working on the sourcing so that we could have a recipe panel people could pronounce. We're actually very proud to have partnered with the Midwest Dairy Association and support the dairy farmers that were when we sell stuff they went to. So, yeah, it's just about making sure that it's high-quality ingredients that moms can pronounce And nothing in there sounds like a science experiment.
I like that. What has Innovation DuPage done for you? What has been joining along? How long have you been with them, and what have they done for you?
It'll be a year in December, and it's been really great for me. As we've alluded to, I spent a lot of time working from an office that was in the same room that I sleep in. So working from home for, it was about 5 years, got a little bit old, and having a set place to go to separate work from home makes a huge difference, especially for a small business owner like me. So it's been really great to foster a lot of, help me refocus my energy and have a place that work can be work.
Is it nice to commiserate with other people going through a similar struggle, even if it's not ice cream? There's, you know, 100, 200 other businesses out there that are doing something similar in terms of us taking a leap. Is that nice to just to have like a group mind thing to commiserate, to share ideas, just that vibe there?
Yeah, business is hard, and it's nice to be around like-minded individuals who can relate to the struggles you're going through. And there's also some really cool cohorts for people who they're not selling ice cream, but they're selling things to stores, so it's easy to network there and meet more people that you can kind of combine minds with.
Now, Dan, did you recruit ice cream so that you could have ice cream to give away at the holiday party? Was that your play there?
No, but I wish I would have. I wish I would have thought of that ahead of time.
Yeah, that's how you find your business. No, what's it been like having Sam and Rosebud under your umbrella?
It's great. When Sam comes in, you know, he's there every morning as I walk in. He's already, you know, well underway, and he's plowing away all day. So he's one of those few stalwart members that we have that are, you know, always at the office and are always working. So, and it's great to have members like him who have a plan and they're driven, but also there's, you know, members that come in that need a little direction and need help finding their way, and we're happy to help them as well.
What's an average day like at Innovation DuPage? I've been to the building a couple times now. It's in Glen Ellen. It's in a great space. And is it exciting walking in the door? Do you feel like it's minds coming together? You know, I'm not trying to pick, you know, paint some like Silicon Valley feel to it, but there is a lot of connection between the people that work there.
Absolutely. You know, today I walked in and, you know, the offices were full and the conference rooms were full and we had meetings galore. On Wednesdays, tomorrow morning, we'll have our member meetup where all the members get to come together. We'll have 25 people in our garage event space, and we'll be introducing a new company and a new resource to our members as well. So, you know, a typical day at ID, I don't know. It's always a little bit different.
Some people might be listening to this and saying, well, I've just got an idea. I've just gotten started. You've got help for people like that too. Or they're like, well, I've kind of got going here a little bit. Maybe this is not for me. I mean, you really have opportunities and programs for people, whether it's a seed of an idea, more well-established, or just getting going, right?
Yeah, and we're continually expanding that too. So we just had someone from SCORE, Land of Lincoln chapter, who's coming in and helping companies with business plans. And we had 16 kind of newer companies come in, and they're working in a workshop series on putting those business plans together. And, you know, on the other side, on the clean energy side, we hired a grant writer to help apply for funding for all of our grant, our clean energy companies, to help them find funding to help them support their clean energy ideas. And so we're constantly looking at ways to continually support our companies.
This might sound expensive, but I know for some, and there's like tiered levels, but for as little as $50 a month, you've told me, or yep. So, you can be a part of Innovation DuPage. InnovationDuPage.org for more information. Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right, Sam Rosebud. So I wanted to know, what are the size of the pouches that you sell? How many ounces?
8 ounces per pouch. You can grab them one at a time. Hopefully people are grabbing like 5 or 6 at a time.
That's what we like to hear. And where can people find them again?
You can find them at Tony's Fresh Market, Sunset Foods, Angelo Caputo's, and you can get it delivered right to your door on GoPuff and DoorDash.
RosebudIceCream.com for more information. Guys, thank you so much. This was great.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
More ice cream, Dan. Bring Rosebud in a couple more times. Let's take a break. News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.